Good morning, everybody. Welcome to EMP. Let us pray before we read the Bible. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for a beautiful morning. You drive us come to your house, and thanks for every opportunity that you give us to our life. So every time when we need you, you're always ready and sit together with us. Now we invite Holy Spirit so that we can understand the Word, and then the Word make us peace and also make direction for us. Thank you, Father. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I almost 6 years stay in Hong Kong. I still remember 6 years ago when the first time I buy Char Siew Fan. Everybody know Char Siew Fan? It costs $20. And then now, at the same shop, when I went there to buy the same rice, then I need to pay $30. That means after 6 years, the price already up around 50%. 1 week ago, I get news from YMCA school about reminder to pay the school fee. Then I see how much 1 month for Form 1 student. And I show the cost is 3,300. 6 years ago, when Samuel study at that school, we only pay 2,000. That means the price up more than 50%. Yesterday, I visit one sister, and then I asked, I talked with the employer, and then we talked a little bit about housing. As you know, the first time I came to Hong Kong, I stayed at Queen Terrace, three-room apartment. At that time, the price is 12,800, and then now, if you want to stay the same apartment at Queen Terrace, you need to pay around 23,000. 23,000. That means the price up more than 50%. Every day, I walk to IFC after have my dinner. And then I walk there and then sit around. And then I saw many young guys using sweet. And then they stand like a sellers. I don't know why they always come to me. Maybe because they look me like a boss like that. Do you want to buy apartment? And they use Putonghua. Oh, they know. Maybe they think I'm from China like that. Do you want to buy this? Do you want to buy this? Do you want to buy this? And they just sell. Then I think, why don't you go to office and then work as a staff or anything? Because I know work as a sales is not easy. But this the reality. That means the worker more than the job. So everybody need to fight for that. To see this kind of reality. Yeah. So, to see this kind of reality, I believe everybody has worry. Yeah. So, I just say this a kind of our life, a part of our life. In other side, sorry to say, if your friend invite you for wedding, for example, for wedding, and then you go there, and then you see most of your classmates already married, and then now you see your Hong Kong ID, and you say, oh, I'm sorry, almost 30. Or you say, oh, I'm sorry, 33. And then you will get in line when the bride throw the flower. And you hope, now it is my turn. If not this year, you don't need to join Janela because you are not 30. Huh? Yeah? So, now it is my time. And then I hope miracle happen in my life. Otherwise, you feel worried. You feel worried. So, many part in our life bring worry. And then when you are worried, at the same time, you lost your joy into your heart. So really, when I prepare this subject, I also worry. Why I'm worried, brothers and sisters? Because I watch the situation of my country. Now, the elected president is Jokowi. But the power on parliament is a group of people who against the new president. So I can feel the atmosphere of unstable politics in Indonesia for the first year, the first 5 years. And the situation make Indonesian currency going down, going down, and going down. If the currency going down, and every part in Indonesia, if you want to buy, then the price is going up and going up and going up. When this situation happen, then poor people getting worse and getting worse. So I'm worried. I'm worried because this kind of situation. Now, when I come to this situation, no, I say, you don't need to worry. Why? Because we have God. That's why the first part I already shared about worry. Now I want to tell you how God tell us to kick out this kind of feeling. Let's open Matthew chapter 6. Now, we read verse 25. For this reason, I say to you, do not be worried about your life. For this reason, if you see from your Bible, maybe an IV or other translation, usually there is a pericope for every chapter. And then verse 25 is new pericope about the worry. But we need to read not from 25, but we need to read from 24. Because the Bible told us, for this reason, what's the reason? So that Jesus said, I say to you, do not be worried. What kind of reason? The reason is on verse 24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted the one and despise the other. You So, the reason because you cannot serve God and well. But in reality, brothers and sisters, we always stay in 2 feet. One with God and the other with situation. Yeah, we stay together like this. Yeah. I know the Bible told us like this, but I know the Bible tell us like this, but I know, but so I cannot imagine if you walk like this from here to Central. How difficult you are. You cannot walk like this. Actually, if you have something problem with your backbone, so you walk like this. We cannot walk like this. The Bible said you should walk like this. Yeah. Like that. So that Jesus told you, do not be worried. There are three verses in this pericope that really struck my heart. I need to say to you. The first, let's see, verse 26. Why we may not worry. Verse 26, the last sentence. Are you not worth much more than they? Are you not? The answer is yes or no. Are you not? Are you not much more valuable, much more worth than they? Yes, I am much more worth or I am much more valuable than they. So this morning I want you to think who you are and who are they? Who I am? What God say about you and they? God say you are much more valuable than other. You are much more valuable than other. Okay. Do you remember this verse? There is one verse in the Bible. If you get everything from the world, but you lost your life, what does it mean? You remember this verse? That means your life is more valuable than the whole world. Your life is more valuable than the whole world. That means you are more valuable than the whole world. That's number one. Number two, why I said you are so valuable? Because God paid back using his blood to save us. So the Bible told us you are son of God. You are son of God. I talked to my son, Samuel. Now you are 17 years old. I only have 3 more years to feed you. After 3 more years, then no more food for you. Yeah, you need to work. You need to find some money. Don't say, Papa, give me pocket money. No, I only give you pocket and never give you money again after 3 years. Do you think I really do like this after 3 years? No. If one day, I don't hope like this. If one day he come to me and say, Papa, everything failed. I have no money. Can you give me some food? Then I will say, of course. You are my son. Even outside people ask me for some food, I give it to them. Why should I not give it to you? You are my son. You are much more valuable than other things. So, with this kind of guarantee from God, so I feel peace. I'm more valuable than they because I'm son of God. Seal it in your heart. I'm son and daughter of God. That's number one. Number two, verse 30. Still the last sentence. Will he not much more clothe you? Will he not much more clothe you? Yes, of course. He will make me more beauty than other thing. Who is Lamed? I'm nothing. In one side. But in other side, I will say, I'm everything. Why I'm everything? Because I'm handmade by God. I'm handmade by God. One day, PSM brought a cup of cookies. Yeah, a cup of cookies. He's so proud. And then come to staff. Have one. Handmade by Lisa. Have one. Handmade by Lisa. Have one. Handmade by Lisa. He was so proud. Because why? Because the cookies was handmade by his beloved wife. Have one. Have one. Have one. Yeah. Then I heard that SP member always happy when someone invite go to home and then friend cook, even sometimes too salty or too sweet or something like that. But because of handmade, you feel that something different. Yeah, I'm handmade by God. We are handmade by God. That's why even twin, our face still different because handmade. The difference between us want to show us that God has special purpose for everybody. We are handmade by God. More than that, the Bible told us we are created in the image of God. Handmade and image of God. That makes us so important in this world. The third reason, verse 32. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. For your heavenly Father knows. Yeah. Mm. I have a beautiful wife. Yeah. After married 18 years, I still to learn to know her heart. Yeah. What I know only few things. For example, when she got asleep, I cannot touch her. Otherwise, she will angry. You know, I just got to sleep. Next time, don't make me up. One time, two time, three time. Oh yes, I know. Seal it. 18 years, I still learn. Yeah, I still learn. That's why, if you see all couple argue together, because they are learning to know each other. That's why I cannot fulfill 100% what she wants. But thanks God, my Father in heaven is perfect God. He knows everything. He knows everything. Before you ask something, He knows everything. Because of these three reasons, the Bible told us, do not worry. The last point, but I still worry. What should I do? I still worry. What should I do? Then Jesus told us, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all this will be added to you. Yeah. If we just put these three reasons, you are not much more valuable than they, or will be not much more close to you, or your heavenly Father knows that you need them, not enough. You need to do verse 33. Seek ye thy kingdom first. How many of you can ride a bicycle? Yeah, can. Eh? If you cannot go to Chong Chau and learn at Chong Chau, yeah, it's difficult to find bicycle in Hong Kong. Yeah, sometimes I want to buy, but I'm thinking how I when I go to my church, how I put this bicycle. That's why I don't want to buy. Yeah, bicycle. Remember this example. We cannot walk like this. And then bicycle, if you go up to bicycle, for example, this bicycle, yeah, and then you stand like this, you never push forward. How many seconds you can stand with this kind of position? You will go down to right or go down to left. If you want to stay at bicycle, you need to force your feet. Move forward. Then you can go to another place. Same. Now we already know 3 reasons to make us no need to worry. But these 3 reasons is not enough. You need to do the last part. What is the last part? By knowing this, now the Bible told us, seek ye thy kingdom first. That means you need to go forward. I'm happy, brothers and sisters. I really happy because I don't have any problem with financial. Of course, if I compare my money with Lee Ka Sing, I only have a little. But if you talk about worry, I'm not worried. Yeah, I'm not worried. Stock exchange going up, I'm happy. Stock exchange going down, I'm happy. How about Lee Ka Sing? Stock exchange going up, if he has, he's happy. If stock exchange going down, then maybe like this. So every day, why he looks so healthy? Because he up and down, up and down. Me, no problem. Me, no problem. Today I have rice, I go forward. I put this one. But I didn't sit down. I just walk. Walk for what? Walk for seek thy kingdom. So, verse 33 is very important. Many of us just put first reason, second reason, third reason. But they didn't do the fourth reason. The fourth reason is the key. If you want to kick out worry from your heart, then seek thy kingdom. When you do this, then everything will be okay. So, why don't we start to seek thy kingdom and all righteousness? By doing this, every worry in our heart can go away. Let us meditate this message. Just remember, you are more valuable. Second thing, you are handmade by God. Third thing, your Heavenly Father knows that you need them. But above all this, seek first thy kingdom. Then every worry will away from your life.
the things on earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. And turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things on earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Turn your thoughts upon Jesus. Think deep in His comforting love. And the thoughts of sin and all self and strife will be lost in the rapture above. And give your heart unto Jesus. Cast each heavy burden aside, and the joy and peace of His presence near will enter and ever upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things on earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory. Upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory.
Yes, turn all your eyes into Jesus. Come and see Him. Come and see Him. And then bring out every burden, worry in your life. Bring out. Let the joy and peace flow into your heart. Don't worry. Our Father is lovely Father. He will make a way for you where there is seem no way. He loves you. He is our providential Father for us. He provides what you need, what He asks from you is you need to trust Him. Seek Thy kingdom first. team will lead us in prayer this morning.
Let's turn to pray for our community. The community, many of our families are suffering from cancers. We too ask for God's healing be upon them, as well as the family members too. As well as those who are receiving treatments as well as those who have yet to know Jesus, we especially lift up the request that they receive the best healing that they can get is to know Jesus and to receive the reign from Jesus, that His kingdom will be upon their life. To pray for those who have other forms of illnesses. Actually, I think P. Sophia's dad's having an operation today, this afternoon. Just ask people to lift him up as well, as he has an operation later this afternoon. Still a number of people looking for jobs in SP. May I ask that they would open themselves up to receive God's guidance. Maybe some of them may be here for a period of time already, and God provides in His miraculous ways. First of all, we need to really want to seek Him and be in a relationship with Him, and all these things will be provided. Going on for many days, and it has developed into different factions fighting against each other. Really just need to pray for the peace for Hong Kong, that God will just come in the midst and guide us to have a breakthrough for this in the government and in the process, as well as people to continue to be provided for their livelihood as many shops are still closed and the people are so struggling with any income. So please lift them up. Grace here with us this month. Please continue to lift up our sister Grace having this sabbatical rest in Hong Kong, and she's going to visit some house churches as well as Ashley back in Cambodia, and Pastor O from Vision to Reality, as well as Pastor Tang New Life Church. To lift up the board members: Pisam, Lisa, Janie, Kiwan, Brian, Sandro, Max, and Monica. Also feel especially for those who have recent addition to the family, Brian and Trish, as well as Janie is upcoming soon. So just really lift up these families also that God will guide them to manage the different needs of the baby, as well as many other things that they have in their life. Welcome, Barista. I think Bonnie's still in charge of some of these, and she's just gone out traveling. Just want to cover her for her travel, as well as God's anointing and God's heart for the welcoming team and the Barista team. Today is quite a busy day for house church. We really want to have many people still able to go to house church today. Please ask God to give them the heart and the availability and schedule to really have fellowship together and to seek after God. God, for this message of do not worry, because all of us worry about something, but God is so good, God is so kind, that because we are His children and He made us by His hand, we don't really need to worry, because the Heavenly Father is so good that He wants to take good care of us. Even if we still worry at times, He has provided us a way. Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all our needs will be provided for us. So may I ask all of you to continue to seek Him as we go to our workplace or our next appointment and throughout our day. Just seek after Him first. Even if problems arise, we don't need to be of concern because He has the answer. Because He cares for us. We really thank You, Lord, for who You are. Have a great day. Bye-bye.